Praised be Jesus and Mary. Loving God is something that we can only do in the present moment. We can't go back into the past and love God in the past. We can't go into the future and love God in the future. We can only do it in the now that's been given to us. And that makes the present moment important, and very much so. So much so that one act of repentance is enough to justify even a sinner after a long life of sin. And one sin is enough to condemn even a saint after a long life of virtue. We only have the present moment to love God, to respond to His love, and it's the present moment that matters most. And it's important to remember, especially when we think of the point of death, of our own death, which one day for us will become the present moment. For all of us, sooner or later, it will come. One act of repentance is enough to justify a sinner. So no one should despair. But one act of sin is enough to condemn even a saint. So no one should presume either. And the reading from Ezekiel that we read today is often used to remind us of that we should never presume or take for granted our own perseverance in grace. All we have is the present moment. We can't go into the future and predetermine our free will at that moment. We can't ever say that, well, I've done enough good works, and now I can put my spiritual engine into neutral, and then I'll be saved. Salvation is not automatic, and perseverance in grace is not something that we can merit, the church teaches us. We can't ever be certain of it automatically, because we can't predetermine our free will ahead of time, and not even God can do that. He leaves us free. So this could be a scary thought, and it is for many people. And it's a good thing, because that scary thought then leads us to pray for final perseverance. And that's a good thing, because that's the only way to obtain this grace of final perseverance, to make that moment of death a good one. We can't do it automatically. We can't just merit it with enough good works and then be able to do nothing until that moment. No, we have to pray for it and beg God to persevere in His grace. That's the only one right reaction to this thought. We must spend our lives praying for a happy death, because it's the most important moment of our lives. If we want it in life constantly and we exercise that desire in prayer, when that moment comes, we'll still have that desire. We'll be in God's grace. At that moment, we will love Him. St. Alphonsus says it best. He wrote a whole little treatise on prayer. Short, worth reading, but the conclusion is really the best. He sums it all up when he says, "Let us pray then, and let us always be asking God for grace if we wish to be saved. Let prayer be our most delightful occupation. Let prayer be the exercise of our whole life. And when we are asking for particular graces, let us always pray for the grace to continue to pray for the future. Because if we leave off praying, we shall be lost. There's nothing easier than prayer, but if we do not pray, we cannot be saved. Let us pray then, and let us always shelter ourselves behind the intercession of Mary." It's a consolation for us. If we pray the Hail Mary well, and if we pray it often, how many times we invoke Our Lady's intercession? Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. It's a consolation for us if we pray the Hail Mary with attention, if we conscientiously invoke Our Lady to help us. "Seeing the necessity of prayer, I say that the greatest lesson which all spiritual books should inculcate on their readers, all preachers on their hearers, and all confessors on their penitents is this: to pray always Thus, they should admonish them to pray, pray, and never give up praying. If you pray, you will certainly be saved. If you do not pray, you will certainly be damned. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.